The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Well, hello there. This is Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for over 15 years. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. And now we return once again to the March 2023 edition of Our State magazine. Picture of a cedar silhouetted here, standing in a little bit of swamp water. The theme this month is ancient wonders, although I don't know that that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to start with an article entitled Adventures. Some of the most indelible impressions of North Carolina come from the advertisements that show off the beauty of our mountains and beaches, evoke the flavors of our homegrown pickles and hot sauce, and tempt us to explore everything that our state has to offer. One writer helped create some of those ad campaigns, written by Brad Campbell. I often tell people that I've made a living doing something that I never thought you could make a living doing. As a baby boomer, I grew up on a steady diet of television commercials sprinkled throughout my favorite TV shows, like The Monkees, Batman, The Brady Bunch, Mission Impossible. When I wasn't glued to the television set or running around outside, I usually had a bowl of Captain Crunch in front of me, a spoon gripped in one hand and the cereal box in the other, poring over practically every word of copy on it. It never occurred to me that someone created the ads I was seeing and reading, or that people were being paid real money, that is, more than my $5 weekly allowance, to do so. After majoring in English literature in college, I belatedly realized that my degree hadn't equipped me to earn a living doing much of anything. It was then suggested to me by others who knew more about the real world than I did, which was practically everybody, that I might consider a career in advertising. The word drifted vaguely in and out of my head, as insubstantial as the nutritional content of the cereal I'd eaten as a kid. Even as an adult, I had a hard time believing that there was skill in advertising, that it was prized enough to merit a weekly paycheck. Then, in 1984, I saw a small print ad that changed everything. It had been created for the newly formed Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority by Price/McNabb, which was based in Asheville, where I lived. The ad was a model of simplicity, a still-life photograph depicting three empty rocking chairs on a sloping lawn with mountains suggested in the distance. A tennis racket leaned against one of the chairs. Coffee cups rested on the arms of the others. A newspaper sat in one of the wicker seats, its corner lifted by a light breeze. It was the kind of scene that anyone could see themselves being a part of, relaxing in those very chairs, savoring their morning coffee, contemplating a day of discovery or leisure. A simple, sublime headline accompanied the photograph, "Come up for air." A couple of short paragraphs of copy nested below the headline, poetic in their grace and economy. The scales fell from my eyes. "This is advertising," I said to myself. Through a series of fortunate coincidences, I was soon hired as a copywriter by Jay Fields, the creative director who had conceived the campaign. It was under his guidance that I learned how advertising, when practiced skillfully, could be something both useful and worthy of admiration. Better still, for me anyway, one could make a living at it. The Buncombe County ad campaign, known as Asheville, It Will Lift Your Spirit, was an enormous success. Lots of people were responsible for Asheville's renaissance, which started in the 1980s. But to me, those little quarter-page ads were the spark. They certainly inspired visitors, but most of all, they presented Asheville in an authentic way that made its citizens proud. That pride swelled into confidence, and confidence turned into action. When I think about the power of advertising, this is the example that first comes to mind. Those 2 years working with Jay Fields at Price McNabb gave me a lifelong appreciation for what advertising could be. I moved on to an agency in Chicago where I had the opportunity to work on some of the biggest brands in the world. But I eventually returned to work in Asheville, and I immediately felt more at home with the smart, relaxed, familiar advertising style for which North Carolina is best known. Over my 35-year career, I came to realize that even everyday, run-of-the-mill ads have merit. Think of them as signposts on our journey through life, like the sequential Burma-shaved billboards staked along the roadways of yesteryear. Ads are time capsules that reflect our culture, our fashions, our priorities, and our passions at any given moment. For North Carolinians in particular, those touchstones can be powerfully nostalgic. Go ahead. Try not to smile when you see the old-fashioned script of an early Pepsi-Cola sign. No doubt you'll be reminded of the fluted glass bottles and the bottle openers that were once required to unlock that seductively sweet and fizzy elixir. How many of us can trace our first visit to the Outer Banks or Biltmore Estate or Grandfather Mountain to a Hither or Come Hither magazine ad with a photograph that begged to be cut out and pinned to a bulletin board or a refrigerator door as a bucket list reminder? And who could ever forget the iconic North Carolina brands that were built by successful advertising campaigns? It just can't be done. As a result, we're destined to relish the thought of a sandwich garnished with Mount Olive pickles, to feel heat just thinking about game day buffalo wings spiced up with Texas Pete, to melt at the sight of the glowing red sign in the window of a Krispy Kreme donut shop, to rise and shine early enough to grab a chicken biscuit from Bojangles or Biscuitville. Fortunately, the Tar Heel State is chock full of places and flavors and experiences that are worth crowing about. From the waterfalls and the mountains to the Wright Brothers Memorial on the Outer Banks, North Carolina is a marketer's dream. Many top advertising agencies were born here, and perhaps that explains the reverence with which they shine a light on the products and the places that do us proud. An ad expert once said that advertisers want their brand to occupy the most valuable real estate in the world, a corner of the consumer's psyche. If that's the case, there are millions of people with Carolina on their minds. Says Bruce Campbell spent 3 decades working in advertising and public relations before returning to his first love, feature writing. He lives in Fairview. And there's some pictures here of some iconic North Carolina products and places. This one says, drink Pepsi Cola on the outside of a soda fountain glass with, it looks like maybe some coffee liquid inside, some vanilla ice cream and a straw. Here is the mile-high swinging bridge at Grandfather Mountain and a bottle of Texas Pete spilling its contents slightly on its side. And now, Destination NC. An advertising campaign in the mid-20th century touted North Carolina as a vacationer's paradise, no matter what types of vacations and activities travelers sought. Written by Rebecca Woltz. The 1940 color film opens with organ music and a scene on a sandy beach. A group of men in elaborate 16th century English garb greets a group of American Indians as a narrator with a silky voice explains that the outdoor drama The Lost Colony illustrates how Roanoke Island became the birthplace of English America. The film, which goes on to show scenes from across the state, was part of an advertising campaign to boost tourism in North Carolina. Under the slogan, Variety Vacation Land, the campaign ran from the 1930s to the 1970s and marketed the state as a diverse tourist destination with white sand beaches, expansive mountain vistas, history, culture, recreation, everything you could imagine. The campaign, the first statewide effort to promote tourism, was initiated by Governor O. Max Gardner and a group of business leaders who wanted to bring more money into the state during the Great Depression. It kicked off with a 1937 full-cover guidebook and was later followed by billboards, national ads, films, a WUNC-TV program, and even a catchy 1960s jingle. Simultaneously, new attractions were being built and old ones preserved. The Good Roads campaign of the early 20th century had resulted in the construction and improvement of roads and highways across the state, facilitating travel via the newly popular automobile. The 1930s saw the beginning of construction of the Blue Ridge Parkway, the chartering of Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and the congressional authorization of Cape Hatteras National Seashore. The concerted efforts were successful. Early in the campaign, tourism contributed about $50 million a year to the state's economy, and the legacy continues. Although Variety Vacation Land productions are a thing of the past, tourism remains an important industry in the state. Yes, this is North Carolina, the old North State, yours and ours. The film's narrator coos as a montage of video clips flashes across the screen, a waterfall, a golf course, a beach. From its mountains to the ocean, and with simple hospitality, its home folk bid you welcome. And in some of the pictures and captions here, Variety Vacation Land booklets advertise North Carolina's three major vacation areas, the mountains, Piedmont, and coast, as well as the ease with which the state could be accessed and traversed. And there's a little picture here showing one of those Variety Vacation Land booklets. Vast vistas. Promotional materials highlighted the state's varied views, such as the one from atop the 480-foot Fontana Dam, the tallest in the eastern United States, in Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And here's a picture, obviously from the past, of a red convertible, looking nothing like today's convertibles, and has big, fat white walls on the tires, and a woman is stepping out. Her son's holding the door for her. There's a little picnic table overlooking the downside of the dam. Alluring lakes. The campaign declared North Carolina the land of the lakes, advertising watercolored recreational activities across the state. Lake Junaluska was featured as the site of a summer religious ceremony. And fun festivals. The North Carolina Azalea Festival, held annually in Wilmington since 1948, featured prominently in Variety Vacation booklets and videos. The festival was emceed by Andy Griffith in 1958, 2 years before the first episode of his namesake TV series aired. And History on Display. Campaign booklets promoted the state as history land, highlighting attractions like the USS North Carolina, which was preserved as a World War II memorial in 1962. And here's a picture of a very young Andy Griffith at the 1958 Azalea Festival, arriving in the backseat of a commercial with people crowded around and smiling at him, and a picture of the USS North Carolina. And Lake Junaluska. Now we're going to flip back to the front section of the magazine, cover some stuff we don't necessarily always get to, a lot of short articles here. Under Locals Guide, Brevard, and Beyond. the rush of a waterfall, the sight of a trailhead slightly obscured by trees, the flick of a fishing rod as it's cast into a mountain stream. More than 50% of Transylvania County is composed of public land, which has provided rich inspiration to locals. They proudly share how the sweep of a paintbrush, the gurgle of a stream, and the upbeat tune of a fiddle have become the soundtrack to their lives. Landmarks? Gorges State Park. Located in the western part of the Transylvania County, Gorges State Park offers a quality backcountry experience, says Kevin Bischoff, the park's superintendent. Visitors looking for a challenging but family-friendly adventure can park at the Bear Wallow Falls access and start the 0.4-mile round-trip hike to the waterfall. More adventurous hikers can embark on the strenuous Rainbow Falls hike, a 3-mile round-trip excursion that involves a stream crossing. Pisgah National Forest, explore Looking Glass Falls, plunge into the cool water at the base of Sliding Rock during warmer months, or explore the Cradle of Forestry, an American Heritage Site, which opens in April, once home to the first forestry school in the United States. The Headwaters State Forest, established in 2018, Headwaters is the newest addition to Transylvania County's public lands. The forest, located in the southern part of the county near Rosman and Cedar Mountain, encompasses 50 trails and 15 miles of fishing streams. And then DuPont State Recreational Forest. Several memorable waterfalls can be spotted at DuPont, including Triple Falls, where an action scene was filmed for the Hunger Games, from Staten Island, Staten Road. The site can be reached from the Hooker Falls Access Area or the High Falls Access Area. And to learn more, visit explorebrevard.com/forests-parks. How about play? Davidson County Davidson River Outfitters. The local speaking is Kevin Howell. As a son of a nationally known fly tier and fisherman, who I guess it looks like tier, but the word would be tire in this case, I guess. So one of those strange things about English. A nationally known fly tire and fisherman who made flies for the likes of then Prince Charles of Wales, Kevin Howell has fishing in his blood. Howell, the 2006 National Fly Fishing Master Champion, has led guided trips through Davidson River Outfitters since 1998. Anglers can cast for brown trout, rainbow trout, and smallmouth bass in the Davidson and French Broad Rivers and various local streams. These clear, narrow waters make it easy to spook fish or get a line tangled. I tell everybody that if you can master fishing here, you can go anywhere in the world, Howell says. Cast a line. Experienced anglers can take guided fishing trips with Davidson River Outfitters across western North Carolina and around the world. Davidson River guides also teach beginners the basics. They're at 49 Pisgah Highway, Suite 6 in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, DavidsonFlyFishing.com. Continuing now with Listen. 185 King Street and Noble Brow Brewing. Locals Madeline, Megan, and Cody Noble. The cornerstone of Brevard's King Street Entertainment District is a building with red barn siding and a jutting marquee. Inside, musicians' headshots and old tour posters cover the walls. The stage looks well-worn, broken in by more than a decade of rhythmic foot-stomping. When Cody Noble and Madeline Megan purchased 185 King Street in November of 2019, 7 years after the venue was founded. They hope to maintain its community reputation while bringing new ideas. Noble, one of the first students to graduate from Blue Ridge Community College's brewing program, transformed the venue's office into a microbrewery and named it Noble Brow. When the pandemic hit, the couple expanded the outdoor seating and kept folks connected through weekly electric jam sessions and Tuesday night bluegrass shows, featuring local acts like Grammy Award-winning Travis Book. "Everyone had our backs," Megan said. "It's allowed us to slowly grow and strengthen our place in the community." Now, 185 King Street has garnered a reputation as Brevard's backyard. While you listen, enjoy a pint from Noble Brow and bruise a small food menu featuring seasonal salads and sandwiches. Try the Unicorn, spicy fried chicken, secret sauce, and pickles served on a brioche bun. They're at 185 King Street in Brevard, and the website is 185kingst.com. Sidebar on the Brevard Music Center. This venue and educational center has been at the heart of Brevard's music scene since 1955. March 14th, let's see, are we going to have time? Whoop, this is being recorded for March 14th. Have to hurry up. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Dervish, a group that hails from Ireland and plays their country's traditional music. Add a little more time here. March 30th, enjoy classical music from the internationally acclaimed Sitkovetsky Trio, a violinist, pianist, and cellist who have played in renowned concert halls, including the Louvre and the Lincoln Center. They're on Dante Street in Brevard, brevardmusic.org. Now, eat. Papa L.E.W. Local is Ursula Wynn. Keep an eye out on East Main Street for a chalkboard sign that teases smoked wings. Papa L.E.W.'s location, in between two storefronts and down a flight of stairs, is a little inconspicuous, but its menu and its upbeat music that fills the restaurant are nothing of the sort. Try the Mac Attack Burger, topped with cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, scratch-made papa sauce, and, yes, a serving of mac and cheese, all on a brioche bun. For dessert, order the deep-fried snack, like a Little Debbie Swiss roll, featuring an old-school treat that's been fried in a funnel cake bat-like batter and finished with toppings like homemade whipped cream and powdered sugar. Ursula Wynn, owner and head chef, prides herself on creating comforting soul food with bold flavors. And everything on the menu was tasted and approved by Papa L.E.W., Wynn's grandfather, who died shortly after she opened the namesake restaurant in 2021. "It was my way to pay homage to him," she says. What should you order? The wings! All of Papa L.E.W.'s wings are seasoned, smoked, and fried, then tossed in the scratch-made dry rub or sauce of your choice, and served with homemade ranch or blue cheese dressing. Try a wing flavor of the week or choose from a list of more than a dozen other rubs and sauces that Wynn created. They're at 36 East Main Street in Brevard, papalew.business.site. By the way, you notice I said L-E-W. It actually says L period E period W, which I'm guessing are his initials, since the last word of the daughter there would be, or granddaughter would be, a W for Wynn. Food and drink, Blue Ridge Bakery. Everything at this nearly 20-year-old downtown Brevard staple, including cinnamon rolls, scones, cookies, pies, cannoli, and more, is made from scratch. 86 West Main Street in Brevard, BlueRidgeBakery.com. Cup and saucer early risers can enjoy a buttermilk biscuit sandwich, grit bowls, or smoothie, while the lunch crowd gets to choose a sandwich or soup, all made with seasonal and, when possible, local ingredients. On East Main Street in Brevard, cup and saucer, NC.com. Rocky's Grill and Soda Shop, established in 1941. This old-fashioned soda shop still serves up egg creams, malts, and sundaes at a counter lined with red leather stools. They're on South Broad Street in Brevard. Rockies.nc.com. Creekside Market and Grill. This cozy roadside joint offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner. For a savory bite, try Mama's Carolina Burger topped with mustard, homemade chili and slaw, and onions. They are on Greenville Highway in Brevard. Creeksidemarket.bravesites.com. And Falls Landing. After running a restaurant in the Virgin Island for years, Mike Young moved to Brevard in 1993 to open a restaurant that specializes in seafood and steak, 18 East Main Street in Brevard, thefallslanding.com. How about Create at Studio 276 Art and Company? The local is Sarah Dierbaugh. A family cabin in Cedar Mountain, located about a mile from the community's post office on U.S. Highway 276, served as Sarah Dierbaugh's home base during her summers growing up. My favorite childhood memories are of DuPont Forest before it was DuPont Forest. When there were footpaths there, before there were trails, she says. In 2019, Dierbaugh bought the old post office building and transformed the small space into a hub of creativity. At Studio 276 Art and Company, mason jars filled with Cedar Mountain moonshine made by Dierbaugh's husband Adam and father-in-law Wes, using a 56-gallon reflux still in the back room, line one wall. Colorful canvases displaying whimsical shine art created with moonshine by Dierbaugh and her sister-in-law, Amy McHale, hang above an eight-foot long craft table on the other side of the building, where Dierbaugh makes her own art and leads sip and shine painting parties. In the parking lot, she hosts local maker markets and music and moonshine events where attendees can enjoy live local music and free tastings. Moonshine to try? Popular flavors include Lemon Hello, an Appalachian twist on Italian limoncello, and Buck Fitty, believed to be the highest proof North Carolina-made moonshine available. Greenville Highway, Cedar Mountain, at cedarmountainmoonshine.com. Mountain Schools of Strings. A few years before starting Studio 276 Art and Company, Dierbaugh moved back to Cedar Mountain from Arizona to be a caregiver for her mom, who was being treated for head and neck cancer, and to serve on the board of the Mountain School of Strings. Her mom, Ellen Lee, a classically trained musician who started a bluegrass band, founded the nonprofit, which helps provide affordable string music lessons for Transylvania County students and adults at the Brevard Music Center. Lee, now cancer-free, can no longer speak, but she plays her fiddle to communicate. Music, Dierbaugh says, is the only thing that keeps us connected as humans. Want to learn more? MTNSOS.org. And that, my friends, is all the time we have for today's episode of Our State Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call the studios, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.